Hello and welcome to the sixth episode of the Sajan Photography Podcast. I am your host, Jason Teal, and today we're going to talk about drones, and specifically drones in Korea, go figure. But what we're going to talk more about is the laws and the perceptions surrounding flying your drone in Korea.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
So a quick update here. Since I recorded this, a man in his 40s in Busan was caught flying his drone, spying on people and actually recording, let's say, lewd acts from the apartment buildings. And if you've ever been in Korea, you know that many of the buildings have front-facing, you know, floor-to-ceiling windows. So I guess that they were flying the drone and actually hovering and recording people. So this came to my attention very recently, and I just want to touch base on the fact that I'm going to say that things are going to change with regards to pretty much everything that I said in the upcoming podcast. So bear in mind and take what I say with a little bit of a grain of salt. They are going to probably change the rules next year as a state in the show, but I think the more that this story circulates, the more that it's going to change how people view drones now that they know that there's going to be some people who are flying them around their houses, which up until this moment in time was pretty much unthinkable. So there will be a little bit of a change in mind. In the show, I mentioned how people are generally really interested in drones, but I think after this incident where the man was actually recording people in the safety and privacy of their homes, just hovering it outside their building, I think that that's going to change. And now, also, there was an incident up in Gimpo or Incheon where planes were actually grounded because people were flying drones around the airport, which you know is a huge no-no, especially after the whole Gatwick incident of a couple of years ago. So again, just recently there was two major incidences, and I feel that this is going to negatively affect how people view drones. It's going to negatively affect the drone laws, meaning that there's going to be more of a crackdown on just the regular user because of these guys. And again, it's going to change the public opinion that drones are in fact a nuisance to people. So I just wanted to update you on that one because the article that was just sent to me tonight, and this show is supposed to go out in a couple of hours. So I just want to jump in and say that things are going to change. So what I have said in the show may be a little bit different if they take immediate action, as they may do. But if not, then probably next year they're going to change it.
Please stand by for further details. We return you now to your regularly scheduled program.
I feel that there is a great difference between the drone laws in the West and the drone laws here in Korea. I wrote about this last year on my blog, and it seems to be one of the more popular posts, as a lot of people comment, with a lot of the questions that I'm going to try and answer today in this particular episode. So first things first, we're going to basically touch on the one thing that I always tell people when they want to fly their drone in Korea, and that's use your head, or rather have some common sense. And the reason I do that is because when people get a drone or when they bring it into Korea, they think that they can fly it around anywhere to get those really cool Instagram-y shots. And the common sense here is that if you're flying in a populated area or over a crowd or near a hospital or something like that, it's a no-fly zone. And you know this. And trying to push the boundary to get that Instagrammable shot will only get you an Instagrammable fine, if you follow my reasoning on that one. So bottom line here is that Korea has a lot of areas that you can't fly. And that goes to my number two thing, is that Seoul, the city itself, is essentially a no-fly zone. When I was first getting my drone, I asked the DJI rep at their Hongdae flagship store about where I could fly, and that was the one thing that he brought up. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're probably thinking, oh, I've seen places where you could fly it. And yeah, there are. And that's probably along the Han River in the drone park there. But realistically, if you've seen footage of people flying their drone in Seoul. They're doing it, I wouldn't say illegally, but they're doing it in a way where they're trying not to get caught. Now, I'm not going to condone that on this podcast. So just keep in mind that the entire city of Seoul is technically a no-fly zone. And you can dispute this, but I don't really care. To put it bluntly, I don't care. And the reason being is that Seoul is the capital of Korea. There are government buildings. There are military bases. There are high-density populations where you simply cannot and should not fly your drone. With that being said, there are many places outside of Seoul or on the outskirts that you can fly your drone. You just have to, again, going back to that first point, use your head. So where I fly my drone down here in Ulsan are places that are outside the general area of the airports and the hospitals and the military sites and the industrial sites. And those are places where people are accustomed to seeing a drone fly. For example, the Taewagong National Garden. There are tons of drone flyers there most weekends when the light is good, and people don't really mind. Now, if I were to drive closer to the industrial area, those are no-fly zones. And they may not be designated on the DJI map, but there will be people out there checking. I know this because I work out in these industrial areas, and that's the one thing that they point out. There's signs all over the place, do not fly your drone here. Jumping into other areas where you shouldn't fly, and again, keeping it within the realm of using your head, places like Buddhist temples, they're dotted all over the countryside. Again, they don't really appreciate flying your drone over top of the main temple site or places where the Buddhists are trying to meditate. So keep your distance or don't fly it at all. I know Tongdosa particularly has a no-fly zone or signs posted that you should not fly your drone there. And that is because it's a working temple. There are Buddhists trying to meditate, and that annoying sound of your drone flying by will probably throw them off. Other areas that are sort of iffy, but I'm going to caution you against, Haeundae Beach or any beach in general. If you're just getting an overhead shot, maybe that could pass, but I know Haeundae Beach had some issues with a lot of photographers taking, you know, those kind of shots that they shouldn't be taking. So a drone, given that you could be a fair distance away, is not really a cool thing to do, especially if you're low flying over the beaches and stuff like that, trying to get some of those shots. So keep that in mind. Like, I mean, you know, you don't want to get yourself into trouble simply for getting a random shot. You want to use your head and see where it is that you can fly and if it's passable to fly. And there's a lot of stuff along the outskirts of the cities that you can fly, and there's stuff that you can't. One of the other ones that was brought up recently were the nuclear power plants. Those are no-fly zones. They will not let you fly, and I think it's even programmed into the DJI app, but they're now kind of pushing to the outskirts. So I've noticed that there's a place I like to go to near one of the nuclear power plants, and they've posted no-fly zones or signs saying no drones because people were flying from there and catching a bit of the power plant in the shot. So keep that in mind. Industrial areas, power plants, et cetera, are no-fly zones. Now, the next question I got quite repeatedly is, do you need permission to fly? As a rule, especially for mid-range drones, the Mavic Air, the Mavic Pro, you don't need permission to fly your drone. Drones over a couple of kilos, I think that you do, especially if you're working for production of some sort. And I will link to my blog post below for the places where you can go to get permission. But as a general rule for the consumer grade drones that you can pick up at the DJI flagship store or at the E-Mart, you don't need permission to fly. But again, this is also depending on where you're flying. So if you are close to a military base, or if you're in some sort of sensitive industrial area, but it's, you know, a place where you need to fly for a project, you have to get permission. And that's just the bottom line there. So what do you need to do? Again, you need to contact the right people. I'm going to link that below. And then you need to usually have them come with you from what I've heard. So if you need to get permission, they're going to have somebody watching to make sure that you're not going into a restricted area. What I do like about having a drone in Korea is the fact that people generally are interested in the drones. So with all that negativity about don't fly here, don't fly there, people generally don't mind if you're flying a drone, if it's in the right area. And I always bring this story up. I was flying my drone. I forget where it was. I think it was somewhere near the city. And I thought that maybe it was not a good spot, but I was just testing out the boundaries. And I had a couple of police officers come up, and immediately I hit the return to home button on my drone. I was thinking they were telling me not to fly it. But then they started asking questions about what kind of drone it was, how much did I pay for it, where did I buy it, and things of this nature. When the drone came back, I stopped the drone's landing procedure and just let it hover. And these guys were completely enthralled, especially when I handed one of them the controllers to fly the drone and see what he could do. They weren't going to find me. They were just interested in the drone and what I was doing in a personal way, not a police way. So it was really interesting. And this has happened quite a bit, actually, in my travels with the drone. So people's reactions generally are pretty positive. Now, I will point out that a lot of the children do get in sort of the way. That was the other sort of negative thing, but in sort of a playful way. Like when you're trying to land the drone, I've had lots of kids try and run after it and swat it out of the air and stuff like that. And they're just playing around, but it's something to keep in mind if there are children in the area or if it's near a crowd, they will be attracted to it like, you know, a moth to a flame. What I want to bring up in the last little bit here is the fact that as of January 2021, if you are a resident of Korea, you will need to register your drone, at least according to what I've heard. So what that means is that Korea is slowly catching up to, say, the Western countries with regards to registration and laws, and they are going to start requiring registration if you are a resident. I'm not sure what they're going to be doing if you're bringing a drone in from out of country, but I would imagine that, you know, producing your passport and not your resident ID will deflate the situation if someone does ask for the registration. But it's a good idea, though, to have some sort of marker on your drone or on your batteries to show that, you know, who you are and maybe a contact number if you, say, crash it. But other than that, that's something to keep in mind because up until now, the laws have been sort of not wishy-washy, but if you're flying in an area, say like Gyeongju, where we talked about in a few episodes ago, no one's really going to bother you if you are just being discreet and getting some shots. But again, there could be a time where, say, a police officer is driving by and will tell you, hey, you can't fly here. And they could ask for the registration at a later point in time. So just keep that in mind when you're flying and you should be okay. It's generally no big deal, but again, you don't want to find yourself in a situation where you're going to get a fine or something of that nature. Wrapping things up here, I just want to go back over the big points that I mentioned here are to use your head and to make sure that you fly within a designated area and not in a no-fly zone, i.e. military base, industrial site, the city of Seoul, and things like that. But again, going back to the people's reactions, a lot of people are used to drones here in Korea, so they're not going to flip out like they would maybe in Canada. So just keep that in mind. And with that being said, next week, hopefully we'll have a special guest on. I'm going to leave it a mystery as to who this special guest is, but guaranteed it's going to be someone that you will like. So without further ado, thank you very much for listening this far, and I really appreciate your support. Take care, happy flying with your drones, and see you next week. Bye-bye.